The biggest story in the world is still Kate Middleton, from her being absent from public duties, not being seen in public, then photos being photoshopped, footage of her leaving a farmer's market with her husband, but people saying that wasn't her, it was a body double. All the mysteries to do with what's going on in the royal family. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Princess Diana's former best friend, confidant, personal assistant, Paul Burrell. Now, we're welcoming Paul back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again, Paul. And I guess the other area in the royals' life at the moment that we haven't addressed with you is the relationship between Wills and Harry. So what light could you shed on the situation with Will's brother, Harry? Because surely at a time like this, their father's unwell, William's going through all this with Kate. He does have all this pressure on his shoulders. Is there any olive branch? Is there any chance of reunion? What is going on there?
Well, I'm afraid that William has drawn the line in the sand. He's said goodbye to his brother. He's suffered one too many humiliations, and Harry should know how to play this game. He knows the rules. He's been brought up inside this household. He knows what not to say, but unfortunately, Harry's pushed everybody under the bus, including myself. He's pushed everybody under the bus, and he's caused a lot of wreckage within the House of Windsor, and they don't trust him. And if they invite him back into their fold, he'll only scuttle off back to Good Morning America and do an exclusive. And that's not what William wants. William is in lockdown. He's determined to keep this family on the tracks, private, and then do the public duties expected of him and his wife as Prince and Princess of Wales. So I'm afraid this is the time, you're right, that he should be leaning on his brother, because Diana brought those boys up the right way, and she taught Harry that Harry's job was to be William's wingman. He was to be there for his brother through life, through all crises. So Harry has forgotten what he wants to forget.
Can I ask you this, Paul? Because everyone who listens to this show and my friends here know I am very much Team Wills and Kate, and Harry.
Oh yeah,
me too.
Not a fan. But you know him. You've known him since he was a small child. Because what you said makes no sense to me, and I don't understand how he could think sharing personal details about his most loved ones, his father and his brother. And having a good whinge to America about these people. Is he stupid? Like, is actually missing brain cells? Because I can only give him the benefit of the doubt, going, he's a bit simple and he didn't realise how hurtful that could be.
Well, I don't think he's simple, but he's never been the sharpest knife in the drawer. And I think he's found a way out. He's forgotten his past, his country, his heritage, his duty, because a woman came along who mesmerized him. She cast a spell on him. Listen, at that time when Harry was grieving, still grieving the loss of his mother, he was very young when that happened, broke his heart. And from then on, he acted out and he tried to find someone to replace Diana. Along comes a 36-year-old woman, a mature woman who was exactly the same age as his mother when she died. And she whispers into his ear, Harry, and I could change the world. And I don't think Harry heard Meghan's voice. I think he heard his mother's voice.
Can we ask you, Paul, obviously we are concerned also about King Charles. You know, and we know over Christmas, a lot happened over that period. That was when Kate was admitted to abdominal surgery, King Charles. There was also a night when a motorcade went through the city of London, and we don't know who was being rushed to the hospital. So everyone is a bit concerned. How is King Charles?
He's recovering.
He's recovering.
Yes. He is recovering. Okay. He's working in private. He's still doing government boxes, doing government work in private. That's the truth. I know people that work at Clarence House, and they tell me that he's in fine form. He's not fully recovered yet. He has a condition. Very close to his prostate, and it's being seen to. He will make a full recovery, but of course, he's 75 years old, and that will take its toll. on a 75-year-old. And, you know, I always thought that Charles would be king for maximum 10 years. I thought it may be shorter now, because you see, Charles's philosophy was that he'd waited so long to be king, he had to do the job in the end. So he wanted to do the job. Now this has struck him down. What he's doing is buying William time, because William has a very young family. And Charles knows that when William accedes to the throne, he won't have the time to spend with his family and his children. He'll be on state duty. So really, it's a kind gesture. Charles is keeping the seat warm. And it'll be a very short monarchy. And then William will become king with his beautiful wife, Catherine, by his side.
Do you think that the monarch is dead, or do you think it's going to be alive in 10 years?
I don't know what the feeling is in Australia, but here in Britain, I think it's alive and well. I think it will succeed. The only caveat I will give you to that is the fact that everything hinges on Kate. Everything. And that poor woman has this pressure on her, because if she walks away from this with her three beautiful children, it's over.
Yeah, well, Paul, because that was one of the conspiracy theories about the marital problems. And I guess that was conspiracy theorists are thinking, well, hang on, if their marriage is in trouble, of course that's something the monarchy would want to hide, because where to after that? And that is your belief, that if that marriage were to fall apart at some stage in the future, it's done.
No, I don't think it will fall apart in the future. I'm just saying if it ever did, it would be disastrous for the royal family. So Kate's holding all the cards at the moment. She is really the most important person in that entire family. And I wish her well. I wish her a speedy recovery. She will be back at Easter time, and you will see her glowing as ever.
Well, Paul Burrell, thank you so much for this really insightful insight into the royal family and what is going on there. I think you've shed a lot of light, actually.
Could listen to him all day.
A lot of common sense that maybe the Twitter sphere need to start thinking, maybe let's just all relax. There's a woman recovering, looking after a small family, just wanting a little bit of privacy. But Paul Burrell, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.